We are happy to welcome to Pratt on Texas Today State Representative Patrick Fallon. Pat Fallon says he's challenging State Senator Craig Estes in the upcoming Republican primary for SD 30. Representative Fallon, welcome to Pratt on Texas. Tell us why you've decided to, you're very liked in your own seat. You're going to give up that seat and then make a run for the Senate. Talk about it.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. If you had talked to me 8 months ago and said that I was going to be running for the Senate seat, I would have thought that you were crazy and had three eyeballs. But what happened was I represent the portion of my Senate district, or my House district, is overlaps with Senate District 30. And I had talked to a mayor about a particular textile issue she had, and I was perplexed and shocked that she had never met or spoken with the senator in 5 years that she'd been mayor. So I asked around, and I found that that wasn't an exception, it was the rule. And that I kind of have a chip on my shoulder about the powerful ignoring folks are supposed to serve. And I dug in a little deeper and found that it wasn't just a Denton problem, it was really all over the district. At the time, I didn't know there were 14 counties in the district. But I was never really all that fond of the voting record that I saw come out of the incumbent's office. And it reached critical mass for me when I also discovered what I find is really offensive expenditures of his campaign funds. I think that it's for largely for personal use, and we can visit a little bit about that as well.
Well, is that some of the work done by the fine folks at the Texas Monitor? Did you catch any of that? You know, they did the top spending out of campaign coffers out of the House and out of the Senate. And are you referencing some things maybe that were brought up in the press, or are these just things that kind of got around?
Well, we found it. I found it on my own because it was just perplexing to me that a senator that had been in office that long would he didn't have all that much money cash on hand vis-a-vis some of the other senators that had spent a decade or more in office. And but the money was coming in, but it was spent at a very high rate. And for instance, most of your listeners and most conservatives wouldn't be too fond of anybody, regardless of party, if they were spending $1,000 a month on average for the last 9 years leasing a car off their campaign account, or $524,000 on private air travel off their campaign account, or $612,000 on apartments and living in Austin. And it goes on and on. There's $204,000 spent in electronics. It rubs me the wrong way, and you're funding, I think, a lifestyle from that, and that's not what public service is about.
All right. You're part of the district. You're from the Frisco area. Is that right? Tell folks a little bit about yourself, because Craig Estes' hometown's listening on News Talk 1290 in the northern. In fact, this show can be picked up there in Denton when you turn to head towards Decatur or somewhere. A lot of the district's listening. That's the big legacy station, News Talk 1290. Tell them about Pat Fallon. Many of them may not know about you.
Oh, I'm sure they don't. I'm looking forward to meeting as many people as possible over the next 6 months. I graduated from the University of Notre Dame in 1990, played football under Coach Lou Holtz. We won a national championship in 1988, and the Air Force ROTC paid for a large part of my college. So I was stationed at Shepherd Air Force Base in Wichita Falls in 1991. And so I say, while I may not have been raised in Texas, I became a man there. And
That's a great way to put it. That's better than I got there as soon as I could. I like that. That's a new one on me. I became a man there. Very good, Representative.
Well, thank you. And then I spent a couple of years after I got out of the service, I spent two more years in Wichita Falls, started a business, and then commuted to Wichita Falls an additional 7 years. And so I'm very familiar with that area. And then I've lived in, there's 14 counties in this district, and Wichita, Denton, and Collin are three of the 14 counties. And I've lived in one of those three counties for a combined 17 years.
So I think that would set aside the idea of this is one of these Metroplex newcomers. And there are a lot of fine folks that serve, but frankly, they just got here. What you're telling me is that you've lived in the district, including the northern part of the district, yourself, not only stationed at Shepherd, but you actually were in business there.
Yes, sir. And I started there. So I've been in Texas now my entire adult life, almost 27 years now. And you know, I asked a friend of mine, hey, when do you become a Texan? He said about seven generations. So I'm working on it.
No, it's an attitude in being here. And one thing that I do know about you, Representative Fallon, by the way, I have some very, very close friends that live in Little Elm in that area. And The interesting thing is that one of our long-time sponsors here, since really most people had heard of them, is our friends at EmpowerTexans.com. Well, they weren't even that. They were just Texans for Fiscal Responsibility back then. And one of the things we worked on over those years is the Fiscal Responsibility Index. A lot of lawmakers gripe about that index, but when I challenge them, including one member privately out of this area that we're talking about recently, I said, but look how many votes are on it. I know everybody's scorecard's handpicked, but how can you deny that that's not the most broad-based, important, conservative, you know, from the conservative viewpoint scorecard in the state? And he agreed, and I've had others agree. They don't always do it publicly. But I want the listeners to know that your career rating in the House, there aren't very many people who have who's in the A category. 2015 A minus, 2013 A plus. The current scorecard there, I think, what did it come in? 89. You're in the very, very top. The way this session scored out, everybody kind of dropped a little, but you're in the very top of conservative ratings, at least at the Texas Fiscal Responsibility Index from Texans for Fiscal Responsibility. So what is it that puts you, you mentioned the voting record of Senator Estes, what puts you in a different position from him?
Well, really, just to be consistent, everybody, listen, let's be frank and candid. Everybody that runs for office, particularly in our area, is going to say, hey, they're going to campaign like Ronald Reagan, maybe even Barry Goldwater. But does your record reflect that? And I've had three terms as a state rep, and I've had a term on a city council. And I've been a fierce advocate for the taxpayer since I first ran for office in 2009 and spent 3 years on the council. And, like, for instance, here's the differences in the state house. I've always been consistently for a convention of states. Mr. Estes was against it before he was for it. Sanctuary cities. I promised in 2012 if I were to win and be elected, I would file a bill to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. I've done that all three terms. I filed the bill and requested hearings. Did the same thing for in-state tuition for illegals. Mr. Estes fought and killed sanctuary cities in 2015.
True. He was the senator that killed the bill in the previous back in a previous session.
And he was quoted in numerous public newspapers, the Amarillo paper, the Lubbock paper, and even the National Review on a reprint, saying that he called it a Nazi law, and it was a show-me-your-papers law. Now, that's from a Republican state senator in Texas. That's a lazy, inaccurate talking point that the liberal Democrats use. We think we need a Republican state senator to parrot what they're trying to say, because it's untrue, and it's not the case. If you read the bill that Charles Perry filed in 2015, it specifically forbade a law enforcement officer from asking about an immigration status based on race, religion, or language. So,
well, in the status quo already allows any licensed peace officer in Texas to ask if there's a reason to ask. The bill didn't empower; it didn't give anybody any new powers. That, like you say, that's the line out of the left. Okay, before our time runs out, Representative Fallon, I'm sure you know this is just starting. You're just announcing that you're going to take on Representative Craig Estes in the upcoming GOP primary. What other thing here do you want people to know about you and maybe how to find out more about you? And I'm sure we'll be visiting again later across the network.
Well, Neil, thank you. And I would appreciate it. People can visit FallonForTexas.com. We're in the process of updating the website. But what you're going to get if you vote for me and support our campaign is you're going to get a very energetic, passionate, fierce advocate for the taxpayer, a bold conservative. I mean, we almost lost the nation, say, for 60,000 votes in the oddest of places, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, and Michigan. It is the time to be careful has long since passed. The time to step up is absolutely now. I have a proven record, a proven track record. Now, everyone says that, but you can actually look at my record. I'm one of the top 10 most conservative members of the Texas House and have been for three sessions. I was an Air Force officer. I've been a successful entrepreneur and an activist and now an elected official.
Representative Fallon, because I'm already pushing the break back and I know you've got to go, let me ask you one more question, though. On all of this property tax reform, we've got a lot of people that talk about it, but when they get to Austin, they seem to believe that they represent local governments and other entities, not the individual voters and taxpayers. Any comment on that?
Well, sure. Local subdivisions don't have rights. People have rights. And I came off a local subdivision, I was on a city council, I want to work with our county judges and commissioners and mayors and city council members. and we, you know, to talk to the stakeholders and have, you know, and move forward. We're fortunate enough in this district to have a lot of folks elected at the local level that are very conservative folks, and we need to work with them and to press forward to, you know, be able to provide relief to the taxpayers, because it's one of the most important issues that we have for folks. People will continue to move to Texas, and we'll continue to prosper, as provided we have and believe and have passed laws that limit government and encourage the free markets and, you know, individual freedoms.
It's FallonForTexas.com, I believe you said, and that's FALLON, FallonForTexas.com. Is that correct?
Yes, just like Jimmy Fallon, provided, except that I'm older and far more conservative, and I think a lot taller.
Very good, Representative Pat Fallon, ladies and gentlemen.